Open your Bibles with me to the book of John, chapter 14, and our text is in the 15th verse. John 14, 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. The Lord Jesus Christ was here in this chapter bidding his disciples goodbye. He knew that the cross was, so to speak, just across the street. He knew that he was about to die for the sins of his people, and he wanted to give them this parting message, which is in these chapters, the 13th, 14th, 15th chapters. And he was making these lessons plain to them, telling them verbatim who he was and what he was about to do and what their responsibility was. And he says here in our text, if you love me, keep my commandments. So I want to preach this morning on keeping Christ's commandments. The first thing we will consider is that the Lord says here, if you love me, keep my commandments. What does that word keep mean? Let us analyze it slightly. It means to guard from loss or injury. It means to keep the eye upon it. It means to detain, that is to hold it, to preserve it. Let me give you some examples of this word, the same Greek word in the book of Acts. Turn with me to chapter 12, and we'll look at a couple of verses there and then some others where you can see how this word is used and get it into your mind exactly what Christ was saying when he said, keep my commandments. Turn to Acts chapter 12, and we will look at verse 5. This is about Peter when he had been put in prison. Peter therefore was, and here's the word keep in the past tense, he was kept in the prison. What did that mean? That meant he was secured in the prison. Notice also in verse 6, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers, that's the same word that we have in John 14, verse 15, keep. What were they doing? Listen, they had him secured so that he couldn't go anywhere. Of course, you know the Lord loosed his bonds and he was able to walk out of the prison. But the idea of keeping was that those soldiers kept Peter. Notice also again in the same book, the book of Acts, chapter 16 and verse 23. Acts 16 and verse 23. Now this was where they were whipping Paul and Silas in Philippi. Verse 23, Acts 16, 23. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, that's the rulers of the city, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. You get the idea of that meaning of keep. Notice again with me in John chapter 17 and verse 11. Here we have Christ using this word again, the same as he did in John 14 and verse 15. That's John 17, 11. And now I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep. Get that word, keep. He was saying to his Father, I want you to hold them. I want you to keep them. through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And also in the 15th verse, I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil one. In 1 Thessalonians, I'll give you one more. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved. That's your word, keep. Same word. Be kept blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that gives us an idea about what Christ is saying here in John 14 and verse 15 when he says, keep my commandments. That means you hold on to them. You guard them. You protect them. You preserve them. You defend them. Then in the second place, let's note that Christ's commandments, where are they to be found? The commandments of Jesus Christ are found only in Scripture. And I want you to get that idea and take it home with you. We do not learn his commandments by looking at the star. We do not learn his commandments from some special person getting a revelation. We do not listen to someone says, the Lord told me this. The only place we're to find the commandments of Jesus Christ is in the Word of God. I knew a Pentecost preacher years ago. He was a neighbor of mine. One day we were talking, and he said that the Lord had spoken to him. And I said, audibly? And he said, yes. And I said, what did the Lord say to you? Well, he said, I don't remember anything in particular. You know what I said to him? I said, you know, I've only heard one or two famous people speak. But I can tell you something that every one of those people that I heard speak, I can tell you something they said. And if the Lord had said something to me, I believe I'd remember what it was. Don't let people sell you a bill of goods like that. The Bible is God's revelation of Jesus Christ. Someone will say, well, I heard someone speaking in tongues, and it was a revelation from Jesus Christ. No, it wasn't, because Christ closed out the book of Revelation, and there hadn't been any revelation from heaven since then, and there aren't going to be any until Christ comes again. So don't let people throw that wet blanket on you. Someone will say, oh, I've been to a seance, and as a consequence, I know something that God, he revealed it to me. One lady was talking one time, and she said that the Lord had revealed it to her, and the preacher said, how did he reveal it to you? She said, he knocked on the corner of my house three times. That preacher said to the lady, madam, do you believe God has common sense? And she said, well, sure. And he said, if God had wanted to give you a message, why would he knock on the corner of your house? Why wouldn't he just tell you what he wanted you to know? You know, people become foolish about these things instead of listening to what the Word of God says. Some are going to use other kind of things. They're looking for some Indian guru or somebody that says that they are spiritualists or that they are a witch even, or a prophet, or an apostle. Don't pay any attention to any of those people. They haven't got anything to do with the Lord. They haven't got a message from the Lord. And the sponsorship they do have is from the devil. If you want to know what God wants you to know, read his book. That's where you will learn what he wants you to know. That's where his commandments are. No direct revelation is going to be given. God has already given all the book, all the commandments, all the word that you and I need, and you'll have your hands full if you just do what's in the Bible. You don't need anything else. On the job, we used to say that we would lay out work in the morning for those that were working for us with about 4 hours of work. And that would keep a man busy while the foreman was going and doing other things. And then by the time that he got through going around and getting all the men started, he could come back and give them more to do. And so, in essence, the Lord has given us everything we're to do for each day of our life right here in the Bible. And that's all you need. You don't need anything else. Outside the scripture, as far as God speaking is concerned, all there is silent. You don't hear anything else because he isn't going to give you anything else. Everything that he wants us to know is contained in the Bible. Thirdly, everything not commanded in scripture as essential is tradition. I'm talking about people saying, oh, you've got to do this in order to be saved. There are those people that say, well, you've got to speak in tongues in order to be saved. You've got to be baptized in the Holy Spirit in order to be saved. You've got to be baptized in water to be saved. You've got to hold out faithful to the end in order to be saved. But anything that's not commanded in the scriptures for your salvation didn't come from the Lord. And it's to be rejected. All essential doctrines are revealed in the scriptures. You say, well, do I have to understand the whole Bible in order to be saved? No. But there are essentials in the scriptures. What must I do to be saved? And all of these kind of things are contained in the scripture, and they're very plainly stated in the scripture, so you don't never have any questions about what they are. What the Lord wants you to know about salvation is in the scripture. Don't go to some group that's going to tell you that you've got to do this, that, and the other to be saved, because the Bible gives you the answer. What must I do to be saved? The question's in the Bible, so is the answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. So don't go outside the Bible. Whatever the Lord wants you to know about the kingdom of God, it's in the Bible. Whatever he wants you to know about baptism is in the Bible. Whatever he wants you to know about what kind of a church to join, it's in the Bible. Whatever he wants you to do about sin is in the Bible. God commands all men everywhere to repent of sin. Whatever he wants us to know about holy living is in the Bible. Whatever he wants us to know about prayer is found in the Bible. Whatever he wants us to know about singing is in the Bible. Whatever he wants us to know about preaching is in the Bible. Whatever he wants us to know about church government is in the Bible. Whatever doctrine he wants us to know is found in the Bible. Number four, Christ's commandments are positive. You note that he says here, if you love me, keep my commandments. Now, wouldn't it be strange that the Lord would say, keep my commandments, if his commandments weren't plain, so that the individual that reads the Bible can understand them? Let me give you a couple of examples. What did the Lord teach about the forgiveness of sin? Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18. Here's what our Lord said about the forgiveness of sin. Matthew 18:35. So likewise, he's talking about, and I'm not going to go back and give you the whole parable, but he gave this parable in Matthew 18, and he says, so likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you. Now listen to this. This is the commandment of Jesus Christ. If you from your heart, from your hearts, forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. I know of a case where there was trouble in the church, and a man had made confession, and the people were coming around to shake hands with this man, and his wife was standing with him. And one of the people that came forward, that man's wife, shoved her away. You know what she was saying? She's saying, I don't forgive. If you don't from the heart. Now, this is what Christ said. This is his commandment. And you better weigh this carefully. If somebody has sinned against you and you can't forgive them, there's something wrong with you. If you don't from the heart, that means way down deep in your heart, if you don't forgive them, then neither will your heavenly Father forgive you of your sins. Commandments of the Lord are very plain. I've already mentioned Acts 16:31. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Take another in the book of Acts, chapter 17, and beginning with verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at or overlooked, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. That's a commandment of God, to repent. And if you have not repented, you're in rebellion to God. So, the scriptures, and let me tell you, I don't mean to say that the Bible is easy. I don't mean to say that there aren't doctrines hard to be understood. Listen, when you go to deal with the Trinity, when you deal with predestination, when you deal with lots of other subjects, there are lots of questions, lots of things we don't understand. We have to stand by and say, Lord, I'm going to have more light. And we will never understand all of these things till we get to glory. Probably won't then. But what I'm talking about is the essentials. They are plain. The Bible says that even a fool, though he's a wayfaring man, a stranger, when we were in England and France, we found out what a wayfaring person is like when you try to get around. When you don't know the names of the street, you don't know the layout, we couldn't hardly find our way back to the hotel. But the scripture says that a fool, though a wayfaring man, doesn't have any problem about the essentials. Look at the Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, for example. This is the master himself preaching the great Sermon on the Mount. And notice in verse 6, he said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Is that plain? Are you hungry? Then come and dine with Jesus Christ, because he will give you your fill of the spiritual righteousness which he was speaking about. Therefore, the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ are so plain that you don't have to worry about erring in those. You may not understand all the doctrines, but you can know the basics. And Booth, in his Pado Baptism Examen, said this, surely our blessed Savior, the wise lawgiver, would not give a law for Christians that was not easy to be understood by them. It cannot be said without great reflection upon his infinite wisdom that his laws are so obscure and dark as they are delivered by himself, and as they are necessary to be observed by us, that we cannot know the meaning of them without a further explication. That is, When you read, "What must I do to be saved?" you don't have any doubt about what that means. You know exactly what it means. Any child of a few summers knows what it means. God's laws may be fairly explained away, he says, if they are left wholly to the mercy of men to explain them. That's not necessary. You come to the basics of the scriptures and you'll never have any problem understanding the meaning. I remember a preacher writing in response to some men that had written some articles in one of our papers. And they were saying that it could be this, it could be, mean that. And you know what this preacher did? He had an 8-year-old daughter. And he called her and asked her to read that passage and tell him what it meant. And she gave the plain meaning that those learned preachers couldn't discern. That shows you that the commandments of Christ are plain, they're clear, they're simple. Number 5, believers desire to believe and obey the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to do it. They strive to do it. They're as babes who desire the milk of their mother as soon as they are born. They delight to do his will. Turn with me in Psalm the 40th division and verse 8. Psalm 40 and 8. Here's what the psalmist said as a believer. I delight to do thy will, O my God. You know what David was saying? David was saying, I know your commandments and I delight to do them. I want to do them. It's my desire to do them. The believer prays that he may do the will of Christ in Psalm again, 143, almost the end of the book of Psalms. 143 and verse 10. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. David was saying, Lord, I want to do your will. Let me give you another verse. Turn to 1 John chapter 5, almost the other end of the Bible. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And mark the next clause. And his commandments are not grievous. You know, some people, they act like they've been standing on one foot for an hour when you talk about the things of the Lord that they ought to do. You know why? Because they don't want to do them. And there's something wrong when a child of God tells me he doesn't want to do what God commands him to do. When God commands us to attend the house of God, we're not to be absent from the assembly. And I know people, and let me tell you, there's a lot of people in church today. I know this is Mother's Day, but let me tell you, this is the Lord's Day. There's a lot of people in church today that are not there any other time. They went because it was a special day. Or they will go on Easter. Or they will go on some other day like, but the rest of the time, they don't pay any attention. That's not the child of God. The child of God says, I love to do your commandment. I want to do them. Let me tell you that the believer is like to Christ as the iron filings are to a magnet. As a boy, I used to love to do that. I'd take those filings and put them on a newspaper and put a magnet underneath. And you know what they will do? They will instantly concentrate on the center of that magnetic field created by that magnet. And they will follow that magnet. You can move it across one way or the other, make a bit of difference. They will go with it. They will all orientate themselves to the field of the magnetism. That's what the believer does. He wants to go with Jesus Christ. He wants to follow him. And he's closely attached to him, connected with him. And he wants to do his will. And he will follow the Lord consistently though not perfectly. Number six and last, keeping the commandments of Christ indicates our love of Him. Turn to the text again. If you love me, if you love me, I want you to manifest it by keeping my commandments. Do you love Jesus Christ? Keep His commandments. Christ wants to verify our love to Him. If you say, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, Christ says, I want you to show me that you love me by keeping my commandments. Turn to John chapter 21. John 21 verse 15. So when they had dined, now this is after the resurrection. You remember, Peter denied the Lord before those people in the judgment hall. And he said, I don't know him. I don't even know the man. I don't know what you're talking about. And then he cursed and he swore and he said, I don't know the man. Now, according to some, Peter would have been as lost as a goat. Was he lost? No. Was he sinning in what he did? Absolutely. But here's Jesus speaking to him now, the first time after the resurrection and after all of that had happened. Here's our Lord speaking to Peter. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Because he said, I love before. He said, I love you above all others. And no matter what they'll do, I'll die for you. I wouldn't deny you. He saith unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, keep my commandments. Feed my sheep. What had he been called to do before? Verse 16, he saith to him the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my sheep. You remember how many times Peter denied the Lord? Three times. And three times Christ asked him. Verse 17, he saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Do you love him? Do you keep his commandments? That's what he said. You cannot separate Christ from his word. The Bible is his word. That's what he's revealed to you and he's revealed to me. And this is Christ as he really is. Not like the world wants him to be, but like he really is. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Christ and his word are in perfect agreement. And when you come to the scripture and you read something that's hard or difficult, don't you dare separate that from Christ. Don't you say, well, that's something else. That is Christ speaking to you, and that is his commandment to you. You cannot love Christ and hate his teaching. When Christ says, keep my commandments, he's saying, I want you to keep everything. I want you to love everything I've revealed, because that's me. That's who I am. And he was one with his Father, and his Father and his Son are one. And then he says, and we shall be in you and with you. We are then to love Christ, and we are to keep his commandments. In Luke 6:46, the Lord said this, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? You know, it's easy to say, to the Lord Jesus Christ that he's Lord. But it's hard, hard, hard to obey what he said to do. You will constantly, as a saved sinner, be bumping your head against the commandments of Jesus Christ. And the only way you can obey him is to submit your will to his and say, Lord, you've commanded this, and by your grace, I'm going to try to obey. In conclusion, let me ask you the question again. The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you love Jesus Christ? Notice with me in the context of this chapter, verse 21, he that has my commandments and keeps them, he it is that loves me. You want to know who loves Jesus Christ? You look at what they do about his commandments. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Notice also in verse 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. His words, his commandments, the scripture, his commandment. You can interchange those terms. All mean the same thing. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, he that loves me not, you want to know who they are? Keeps not my sayings. Same thing as his commandments, his word, the scripture. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. The text says, if you love me, keep my commandments. May the Lord help you.